Exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
It's the first day of year number 20. Let's go back to the beginning.
and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go-where-you-go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want
to
be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Thank you, butter!
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Screw off.
New developments in the anti-Israel protests that have wreaked havoc on college campuses. In the midst of violent clashes between opposing groups, police and riot gear descended on the UCLA campus. While in New York, the protests that paralyzed Columbia University ended with police moving in, making dozens of arrests. Pressing his current Mideast shuttle diplomacy mission, Secretary of State Blinken has now arrived in Israel for talks with officials there. Florida's new pro-life law takes effect today, while in Arizona, there will be another attempt today to repeal an 1864 abortion ban. The Biden administration looking to reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug. And workers, activists, and others in Asian capitals and some European cities are marking May Day with rallies and marches demanding better working conditions. More details at srnnews.com.
But look around you, your family, your faith. They're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Stop overpaying for wireless. There is a better way. Pure Talk saves the average family about $1,000 a year on the most dependable 5G network in the U.S. You can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of high-speed data for just $30 a month. If you're ready to cut your wireless bill in half, dial #250 and say keyword spend less, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Again, dial #250 and say spend less and make the switch to Pure Talk today.
And it is hard to believe, starting year number 20 today, the big celebration tonight at the Baumhauers.
Well, congratulations.
As our friend Jake, you know what? It's kind of, I'm in the presence of somebody who is, how many years here now?
46.
So, I only have 26 more years to catch up to you. So if I can hang in there till a really, really, really ripe old age.
You'll be over 50 by then.
Easily.
Wow.
We have a call already.
All right.
Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning, Greg. It's Paul Brown.
Paul, how are you?
I am well, Greg. Let me be among the first to congratulate you beginning your 20th year in broadcasting in Montgomery, Alabama.
Thank you.
And I just want to assure you, Greg, that you've made Montgomery a much better place just for what you do, and I want to thank you.
That's very kind, Paul, and it's been great. This is the man that taught me how to fire a gun.
Oh, okay.
He is an incredible, his career is really incredible. In law enforcement and helping other people, and proud to call you a friend.
Well, likewise, Greg, and I hope to see you this evening.
All righty. Thank you so much, Paul. Now, we're not going to make this all about me today, but it is something pretty incredible.
Let's make it all about Che.
Yeah.
Here longer.
This is true. So it's J Day instead of May Day.
Hey. Mine's in September.
Oh, September?
Mm-hmm.
What day?
So 26th?
Really, a day before,
Before your birthday? Your birthday eve?
So we can combine the two. Instead of giving you a special day, we'll... No. This is not a birthday I'm particularly inclined to want to celebrate.
We'll get him out to bomb hours for that.
Yeah. You don't want to celebrate this birthday?
I'd like to be here to celebrate it, yes. In my own special way. And I think, look, this shirt I'm wearing today, and this is what I'm most proud of, this is a shirt that was given to me not long after I got here. Yeah. It's Alice 96.1.
Yeah.
That's what I came to do.
You know what I'm doing at 11 o'clock this morning?
Biscuits baseball.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yes, sir.
Got an 11 o'clock start. I wonder how the players are going to. That's kind of early for them.
It is pretty early.
But, is it school day or something?
Yeah, it's their second matinee. They have two this year. They had one last Wednesday, and they have one this Wednesday. I will not be with the school group. I will, however, I'm going to try to obtain some food. That's really difficult because you have teachers with a list a mile long of... I want 40 hot dogs. I want... by the way, I'd like to point out that breakfast that you're posting. It's not my breakfast because it's massive. It is today's Blue Water Cafe breakfast buffet. Breakfast for the many.
Yeah, it's that's a whole package of bacon.
And several eggs. How many eggs were in there?
Eight.
Eight eggs. Yeah.
And no dilutants. So it's all the real deal. Well, let's find out what kind of weather we can expect today. A man drove through a torrential shower yesterday at 85 coming back for the afternoon show. And when I got here, it was bone dry.
Yeah, well, I had that one at my house. Blinding rain for 10 minutes at 26 hundredths of an inch.
All right, what are we expecting today?
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Welcome to May. And it's a forecast that feels more like the beginning of June, really. We do have a dense fog advisory earlier this morning, but it depends on where you are because visibility at the Prattville Airport is unrestricted. That's 10 miles. MGM has 1 mile visibility, and Maxwell has a quarter mile. So it does depend on where you are. Mostly sunny, very warm today with a high around 88. Mostly clear, mild tonight, low 64. Tomorrow, Thursday, high near 90. The normal first day of 90-degree weather is, if you average 30 years out, is June 10th. But we have been to 91 times so far this year. Same thing on Friday. Mostly sunny. Risk is some widely scattered random showers and storms. Doesn't that sound like a summer forecast? Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, low-end rain chances with upper 80s over the weekend and near 80 on the coast. Oh, I'll be on the coast. Gulf water temperature 74. That's chilly. Right now this morning... With fog in some spots, it's 65 at quarter after 6.
Do you have big plans this summer? Dive into summer with an ASC Credit Union vacation loan. Whether you've got a trip coming up, projects at home, or just need a little extra cash, we've got you covered. So don't put your plans on hold. Visit your ASECU.com or stop by and see us today.
What day is it today?
Today is National Honesty Day.
Honesty is important.
Honesty is best.
Honesty is the best policy.
Nope. All honesty is brutal.
Tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
The truth? You want the truth?
You can't handle the truth.
Thanks for your honesty.
National Honesty Day.
Happy National Honesty Day.
It's showtime.
It's not National Honesty Day. That was yesterday.
I did dub that in. I don't know why it didn't come over. So reliving yesterday.
So that's a lie. What you just heard is a lie.
Great way to start. Well, you know what? It wouldn't be a fitting celebration if something didn't go wrong, right?
Darn tootin'.
Yeah, because that's kind of the thing, you know. There's at least something every day that doesn't quite go the way that we hoped. But I've matured, and shut up. I think I can handle those with a less explosive reaction than I might have years ago. But what are they going to do, fire me? I've got a debt-to-you-part contract, so.
I'm TFN. I've got what's called a TFN contract.
We're non-compete, though.
Oh, you're not here yet, Jay. Let's bring you in.
All hail Jay. All hail Jay. All hail Jay.
Morning.
Hey, something we didn't get to yesterday, and since I have it right in front of me, I'm going to play it. This is a YouTuber named Anthony Vollum, who was flying his motorized paraglider, going nearly 50 miles an hour.
I saw this.
Something went wrong, and he fell 85 feet and recorded the whole dang thing. Wait, get ready to wince, folks.
Can we see the video?
Yeah, it's really...
Why is this not working?
I don't know, but the video is...
Okay, I got to see the video.
I'll get you the video. Hang on a second. Let me...
10-4. Hey, I see we've gone from an Alabama flag to a United States flag back there. Next is Earth.
The flag of Earth.
And there is a flag. There is an Earth flag.
All right, here's our paraglider.
Okay.
Oh, man. 48 miles per hour. Come on, baby.
Hey, Siri, call 911. Hey Siri, call 911. Call 911. Emergency.
Oh my God, I can't imagine what it looks like.
Everything you just heard there is the reason why I've never taken up paragliding.
No thanks.
I don't want some flimsy thing that you really can't glide if the propulsion system stops.
No thanks.
To take you plummeting down to the ground.
Yeah, 85 feet, got the wind knocked out of him.
Oh, he has some broken bones, too.
Yeah.
Fractured neck, back, pelvis, broken arm. He's going to face multiple surgeries, but in 2 or 3 years, he should be as good as new.
and back in the saddle again.
Right. Oh, my God.
There's even a warning on a graphic video. Yeah. Now, I can't play the graphic video
on
here because...
No, we can't play because I think there's some bleep stuff.
I think it's normal to drop a few F-bombs while you're dropping out of the sky.
I usually do.
As heard on at News Talk. And I should put a promo in there for us, too. We are at 619 again. Just hoping you'll stop by. We're going to have a Ligger's Cake tonight. They do these, whenever there's a special occasion, they do these amazing portrait cakes and
pictures
stuff.
Pictures on them and everything. I mean, yeah.
So, and... just want to say that really for me today, it's just about saying thank you. That's it. I am so grateful. And there are so many people. But the one I did mention in the post this morning was the buttery one, Rick Peters. Can I tell a quick lame-ass story?
You posted a picture of you and your former roommate.
Benjamin Hagler. But... I got to tell you something weird. Rick Peters and I first worked together in 1979. He hired me to work at the Mellow Station in Florida. Love 94.
Get your rock soft.
And, you know, Rick had the perfect voice for that station. Mellow, buttery in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And life goes on. We had worked together a couple of times afterwards. But we had not heard each other as radio personalities for many, many years. So I'm driving up here. And when I got within range of Alice, I popped it on. And Rick was doing 7 to midnight then. And it was the weirdest thing to hear him back-selling records on the radio. That was the first time, I think, in like over 35 years. Mm. Really weird. We have a call. Who is that, Jay?
Randall.
Hello,
good morning and happy 20th. I mean, I wanted to call you on your day. And I never knew what time you started. Like, what was your air time that you came on today?
6. But when I first came here, I was doing 5:30 to 10. Just one show a day.
Yes, sir. So 5:30 a.m. this morning was the start of your 20th, I guess. Is that what you say?
I'm starting the 20th year today. And I have a couple of goals between now and a year from now that I hope to achieve and maybe make a few extra bucks with. So I have a fallback.
Okay. One of them includes a shirt, at least. I mean, I know that's like one of the easiest things. Like, we could at least have a 20th year anniversary shirt.
Well, here's one thing I'm thinking about. One of the things that's been a big part of it for the better part of 20 years was the Swami And I would like to have this.
War Eagle!
Put on one of those audio keychains and sell it for a few bucks. So the War Eagle Nation has this ready-made, you know, save the stress on your voice and have the Swami say it for you.
War Eagle!
The heck with just being a Auburn fan? I want that. I mean, that she's like, man, heck yeah. Like, man, the story, I got one with her. We would vote. She had to go to the doctor that day or was taking her husband. And I happened to be over there at the, on the other side of AUM at a doctor. And we sitting there ordering our food, and she heard me order. And I know the look, but I knew who she was. You know what I mean? I already knew her picture. I already had seen, you know what I mean? Because she was on here when I first started, you know what I mean? I first heard her. I mean, she was here every day on the phone. So, I mean, I already was intrigued by her. And so I knew exactly the look. And so I knew exactly who she was. And of course, that day went on. And y'all was talking about her. And I didn't call in to say who it was because she wasn't sure who I was. As far as seeing me, she just knew the voice. You know what I mean? And hearing the voice and not having a picture, I guess throws a lot of people off sometimes. So you know, so she wrote that one out, and like that's kind of how she heard the voice and saw me. And like, hey, man, that is not who I thought was buying that voice. And so like, man, we kind of keep them in, and I love her to death. And then, we got this. I got to sit with her and him at one of your Baumhauer events, and I soaked up as much as I could, and that was the only chance I ever got to really soak up the knowledge that she offered, and I wish I had more chances. And you gave me the opportunity, so I know I can't get the first keychain, but I want to buy the third or fourth one.
Randall, I'm gonna get to work on that. We're out of time. You are going to be there tonight, right?
At 5 o'clock.
You're a big draw.
The cool kids.
Everybody wants to meet Randall.
Yeah. The cool kids get there at 5, and I've never been there at 5, so I'm going to be there at 5.
All right, I'm putting you in charge of the cool kids at 5. Thanks, Randall. Crawdad, we have about 30 seconds.
You got it. Everybody else is going to say as much as more I could say, but I wanted just to tell you, Greg Bedell, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, man. Thank you.
You have been, for me, you have been, when someone needs an AA person to help them make it through the day, you have helped me as my sponsor in a way. Thank you.
Oh, that's my pleasure.
Yes, thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. All right, I actually kind of hope to have some news on that particular topic at some point. I was hoping for tonight, maybe not, but something really cool. Something that, an opportunity I've never had before.
I know you're anxious to talk about it because I know what you're talking about.
Yes, but you know, you don't count your chickens before they're hatched. That's
okay.
My thing. All right, coming up, we got a lesson in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting today, right?
We do, and I'm trying to remember exactly what it is. So, sometimes you need to wear sunglasses.
Ah, okay.
In off hours.
All righty, so that's coming up. Among the many people to thank and a long-term supporter over half of my time here, Brian Jory in Prattville. How, what a great thing to be able to represent such an outstanding business that's been part of the preferred community for so many years. And the place where you can find have something custom made for yourself, in addition to their very extensive and competitively priced selection. They have a layaway program. Their website is loaded with opportunities, include one to save money. Just sign up for membership, so the first time you make a purchase at Brian Jewelry of any item worth $100 or more, they'll take $100 off at the register. That's $200 or more, take $100 off the register. Is this going to be one of those days? Am I too wrapped up?
Are you sure this work will be in competent hands?
Certainly, we're all incompetent.
There you go. Having grown from a tiny little shop, and when I first met them, they were in the strip mall there off Main Street, and now they have their own beautiful freestanding building at 1778 East Main. Visit the website, educational, like I mentioned, a chance to save money, and stop by and see Lynn and her amazing team. Mom's Day is a week from Sunday.
Yeah.
It's getting closer. Guys, are you paying attention here? All right. They're the easiest answer because they have quality merchandise at a fair price and a staff that will guide you to a choice that's really perfect for the person you're shopping for. Start at BrianJewelry.com as we hit the traffic dungeon for the first time in that 18-19 news. The timeline next.
Well, we're looking really good all over the area this morning. No problems anywhere. Buckle up. Drive carefully. Made a quick check of the cams around Montgomery. We still have light to moderate traffic all over our area. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka looking good as well. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Larry Liveoak, make sure that you've got the right insurance for your needs and lifestyle. Larry's been customizing insurance since 1988. Call Liveoak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. I'm Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
18-19 News.
Paul Prine is now out as police chief of the city of Mobile. The Mobile City Council voted unanimously on Tuesday to terminate Prine from the position. The council also approved a third-party investigation into the controversy that has erupted between the mayor's office and the police chief over policies and behavior that were revealed in a report from former U.S. Attorney Kenyon Brown. Prine says the vote to oust him by the city council was expected. He feels that they were already prejudiced against him. Prine says he was never called into an executive session to answer questions, as was done with Mayor Sandy Stimson, Stimson's chief of staff, Kenyon Brown, and others. Prine indicates that his next step is to consider a mayoral run in 2025. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Are you enjoying 18-19 News? If so, consider joining 18-19 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
A bizarre story is emerging out of Colbert County. A 10-year-old boy is telling police that his mother tried to drown him after first abusing him, locking him in a closet and throwing bleach on him. The boy says the only way he survived being pushed underwater as he washed his hair in the bathtub was to fake being passed out and even dead. Ashley Jones has been charged with aggravated child abuse and released on bond. Jones maintains that all of the allegations from the boy are untrue. Jazz artist Samara Joy will be performing this October at the UAB Alice Stevens Center. Joy grew up in the Bronx, attended the Fordham High School for the Arts, and studied jazz at the Southern University of New York. Tickets to see Joy are already on sale. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
In the market for a used car? Visit jackingram.com to view our selection of luxury, domestic, and imported vehicles. With 8 locations and online at jackingram.com, Jack Ingram Motors is sure to have the perfect car for you.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skids, steers, and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit thompsontractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
Hey there, folks. It's your trusted real estate professionals, Hannah Grantham and Eddie Bader, here with an exciting announcement. We have made the move to Forest Meadows Homes and Lands. That means we're now even more equipped to serve you and your real estate needs.
That's right. Whether you're buying or selling, working with us ensures that you're in the best hands. Personalized service, expert advice, and now more options and opportunities.
So why wait? Let's make your real estate dreams a reality. Give me, Hannah Grantham, a call at 334-368-6358.
Or me, Eddie Bader, 334-322-0662, and let's get you moving.
Thank you.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We're results driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Montgomery. Come see our friendly team in Montgomery and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertiser.
And for my next trick, I will make my career disappear.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is not headline news. It's May, and May is Homeschool Awareness Month. Homeschool, where the bully is always the older brother. Jelly Roll says his celebrity crush is Taylor Swift, as in she's the celebrity he would totally crush if they did the dirty. The American Lung Association says the Los Angeles Long Beach area has the highest ozone and particle pollution in the country. No coincidence, Los Angeles Long Beach is the home of Snoop Dogg's bong. And Walmart is closing their health care centers. That'll be the last time I read the words Walmart and health in the same sentence. This is not headline news.
At 6:33, with the timeline for the first day of May, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
On the 121st day of the year, there are 245 days left. Batman Day. This is the day in 1939 that Batman first premiered in the comics. It's Global Love Day. Love. It is May Day. It's celebrating the labor organizations and workers' rights. Okay, that's what May Day is. Mother Goose Day. I'm not sure why today is Mother Goose Day. Frequent Flyer Day. I'm sort of becoming kind of a frequent flyer here lately. Chocolate Parfait Day. And National Purebred Dog Day. Well, there's no purebred dogs in this room because I think, what do we count, 12 breeds?
13. 13. But Mexican street dog seems to be the predominant.
3% Mexican street dog. That's my boy. On this date in 1489, Christopher Columbus proposes a plan to search for the western route to India in an audience with the Spanish monarch Isabella I. Full support is granted 3 years later in 1492. That's the year he sailed the ocean blue. On this date in 1926, Ford factory workers get 40-hour week. They adopted this five-day, 40-hour day plan. On this date in 1931, they're coming to take us away. The Empire State Building is dedicated on this date. 4 years, the building was almost empty because it was the Depression. Not much occupation for decades, really. 1941, Cheerios are introduced. I used to eat some Cheerios. 1960, American U-2 spy plane was shot down, conducting an espionage campaign over the Soviet Union. Incident derailed an important summit between President Dwight Eisenhower and Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev that was scheduled for that month. On this date in 67, 32-year-old Elvis Presley marries 21-year-old Priscilla Beauvillieu at the Aladdin Hotel in Las Vegas. They separated in 71. Elvis filed for divorce in 73. Oh my God, this is the date in 1970. 53 years ago, Elton John and Bernie Taupin combined talents for the first time. One of the first songs they ever wrote together, Your Song. They wrote in separate rooms. Bernie would deliver lyrics to Elton, and Elton would come up with the classic music
I've never heard of any prolific writers that have done that in separate rooms. Now our song of the day. It's a classic from early MTV. I remember the video so well. The year is 1984. 22-year-old guy from Montreal, Canada. His name is Corey Hart. He wears his sunglasses at night. Maybe because his future's so bright, he has to wear shades. Here's Corey in his shades now. Oh, it's the album version. So it's a longer intro. That's okay. See, this is where the main vocal starts right here.
Sunglasses at night.
That was sun. Thank you very much, Board Ops Guy. 1972, The Tonight Show moves from New York to California. You know, The Tonight Show is now originating, of course, from the same studio that that Johnny started, Studio 6B, up there on Rockefeller, in Rockefeller Center. 1989, Disney's MGM Studios opened. Also on that day in 89, police in California were called to a jewelry store after employees reported a suspicious person turned out to be Michael Jackson shopping in a disguise. On this date in 91, age of 44, Nolan Ryan threw his seventh no-hitter, helping the Texas Rangers to shut out the Toronto Blue Jays 3-0. Same night in Oakland, Ricky Henderson stole his 939th base to break Lou Brock's all-time record. Big night in baseball on the state in 91. On the state in 92, the third day of the Los Angeles riots, Rodney King appears in public and he says, "Can't we all just get along?"
That's when, well, actually, it was the Craven, you-know-what,
media
that shows up. And there's 15 microphones in front of him.
Yeah.
He basically literally didn't know what to say.
Can we all get along? Can we get along?
And of course the answer to that remains
no.
He died young. Did he die in a pool?
Yeah, he drowned in a pool. Yeah. Loaded with drugs.
Yeah, probably.
When you give somebody what did he do with that? Millions of dollars the taxpayers of L.A. gave him for compensation for his injuries from the police.
Hey, on this day in 99, the Liberty Bell 7 space capsule flown by Gus Grissom is found in the Atlantic 38 years after it sank. That's pretty cool. I'm sure it's in a museum somewhere. I'm not sure. Maybe the Smithsonian. You ever been to the Aerospace Museum?
It is incredible. Amazing. I've been there at least four or five times.
2011, President Obama announces that Osama bin Laden has been killed. It was a Sunday night. All the TV networks broke in late, although the SEALs on the ground, it actually happened for them on May 2nd, local time. On this date in 2016, HBO revealed the fate of Jon Snow in Game of Thrones. Uh-oh. They accidentally told everybody what was going to happen to Jon Snow. He died, of course, but he came back to life. 2019, New York City officially names a street Sesame Street at the intersection of West 63rd and Broadway in honor of the show's 50th anniversary. Now we have birthdays. Tim McGraw is 57. Ray Parker Jr. He did Ghostbusters. He's 70. Rita Coolidge, who I interviewed at WHHY on my radio program, is 79 today. She's Chris Christopherson's ex-wife. We're 11 days till Mother's Day, 46 days till Father's Day, 4th of July, 54 days away, and SEC football now 206 days away. Is that right? That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. Pete left. Pete had some kind of a traffic blur. You have an idea what he was...
He probably got...
That's my error. I'm busy trying to...
Well, he probably got too much timeline.
Multitask. No, it's 6:41. What are we going to do?
I don't know.
We're like 8 minutes early.
Wow.
I mean, which is okay.
We'll find something.
Well, I found this.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Our forecast for today, well, there's officially a dense fog advisory. You look out this window, you can't tell any fog at all. But at Maxwell, quarter mile visibility right now. Mostly sunny, very warm today with a high around 88 on this first day of May. Mostly clear, mild tonight, low 64. Tomorrow, high temperature near 90. Same thing Friday, so that's more like the beginning of June. Mostly sunny. Risk of some widely scattered, spotty, random showers and storms Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Much like a summertime forecast. Low-end rain chances with a high in the upper 80s over the weekend. Near 80 down on the Gulf Coast with lots of great seafood. Right now this morning, fog in some spots. It's 65 at 6:43.
This spring, mow with the flow with a Kubota zero-turn mower. John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Kubota Z232 puts power where you need it, when you need it. Save now with our spring specials. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
All right, let's get to some hard news at 6:47, brought to you by Penny Earn Concrete Technology.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Immediately following.
The announcement.
Make an announcement.
Big announcement.
We are going to bring you
today's announcements.
Not by tape recording, but live.
Immediately following this announcement, you will see a flash and hear a beep.
What you're about to hear, this is something we played several times on yesterday's Happy Hour because it defines the toxic thinking of wokeness. And look what it's done to this young woman. She's in her 20s. She gets pulled over by a policeman and proceeds to play all the woke beazel schmeas it that she has learned at school. Check this out.
What's going on?
Nothing.
Why are you driving in the wrong way of traffic?
No, I just got changed around. I just moved here like 2 months ago.
Miss Perry?
Well, I'm non-binary, so.
Okay. I'm smelling alcohol.
No.
How much have you consumed tonight?
Probably 3 drinks.
Facing me, please.
But I just want you to know that I also have very bad social anxiety.
You and me both.
Okay. You remember that I told you that?
It's like this, ma'am.
Please not call me ma'am, please. Sorry, but the whole man thing, just like, no, but I just want to tell you that I suffer from really bad anxiety, especially with generational trauma and PTSD around white people and
cops. Go ahead and place your hands behind your back.
Don't.
Say you're being a white man?
A white male.
A white male.
She's a white female. What's the deal with the white female? This is, she's not the only one. She's been well-trained, indoctrinated, brainwashed. What's the first thing we hear? Well, he says ma'am, and then, well, I'm non-binary.
Yeah.
And if he's like me, I still don't know what that means. What is non-binary?
It means you're not either male or female. Because binary would be two, male, female. If you're non-binary, then you don't recognize yourself as either.
So if she's non-binary, that means she's one or the other.
She considers herself to. She considers herself as they and
so
them.
So I would be binary.
You would be binary, I guess.
Stuffing her head full of this crap.
On drop-down menus now, it used to be male or female. And now there's all kinds of stuff listed below.
Guess what? If there's a drop-down menu and it has more than male or female, it's bullcrap.
Yeah, right.
There are biological males and biological females. The rest is sexual proclivity, and I get that, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. But that's not your sex.
Okay. Hang on. Right. I mean, I'm with you.
Just because occasionally I like or maybe some does not make me a different sex. You know, that one website I mentioned to you, .com?
Yeah. Oh, the one you can't get in Texas?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's upside. But I'm still a guy. Changes nothing.
Yeah.
Got a nice anniversary wish from Branch Close, lawyer extraordinaire.
Hey, Branch.
You know, when it hits the fan, this guy is the best. Just the best.
Oh, he's just very cool to work with.
In fact, we've been blessed. If I commit a crime, I'm mm-hmm. calling Chad because he specializes in criminal defense.
Yeah.
And I've got Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson for domestic issues.
You got all kinds of lawyers.
The best lawyers in town. Yeah, Jason.
Good morning.
What's up, man?
Good morning. I wanted to touch base on that binary situation.
Yeah.
Where, okay, you got binary, which is male, female, right? And then you got non-binary, but by claiming that, you're putting yourself into a binary system of binary and non-binary. There's no escape in the binary.
Okay.
There's no
escaping the binary. That sounds like a movie title. No escaping the binary.
Well, thank you very much. Y'all have a great morning. Happy 20th years.
Thank you. I really am grateful. Really appreciate it. We're at 648 on News Talk 93.1 of them, the last segment featuring the twit. By the way, this girl was obese. She's wearing a bib overall outfit, plastic glasses. She looks like a total space cadet. This is what's happening because we have taken our eye off the ball. Look what's happening on campuses. They can't wait to support the terrorists. What the hell's going on?
It just spread to UCLA last night.
Yeah. And it's going to be, well, this whole summer, you may as well get ready for it. It's going to be one big Clea Zuster, Beazle, Schmeazer. Pioneer Concrete Technologies, the very best in concrete art, and I call it that for a reason. What they do is beautiful. It's concrete, but what can be done with it far exceeds my initial understanding. Tom Latham, founder of Pioneer, is an artist. And they do everything from stamped concrete patios, driveways. They're working on the Prattville High School football stadium. They can build landscaping, concrete landscaping into contour yards. Just give them any challenge and watch what they can do with it. And if you're not sure, he's the guy to call because he loves to talk ideas. Very, very creative team at Pioneer. They always use top-notch materials, and they'll never disappoint you with the outcome. The number to get an estimate is 284-9292, 284-9292. Proud to have Tom Latham and Pioneer Concrete Technologies with me as we start year number 20. We're going to get the traffic dungeon right after we get the SRN News replay, and then we'll come back and we'll take a call from David.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. New developments in the anti-Israel protests that have wreaked havoc on college campuses. In the midst of violent clashes between opposing groups, police and riot gear descended on the UCLA campus, while in New York, the protests that paralyzed Columbia University ended with police moving in, making dozens of arrests. Pressing his current Mideast shuttle diplomacy mission, Secretary of State Blinken has now arrived in Israel for talks with officials there. Florida's new pro-life law takes effect today, while in Arizona, there will be another attempt today to repeal an 1864 abortion ban. The Biden administration looking to reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug. And workers, activists, and others in Asian capitals and some European cities are marking May Day with rallies and marches demanding better working conditions. More details at SRNnews.com.
But look around at your family, your faith. They're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Stop overpaying for wireless. There is a better way. Pure Talk saves the average family about $1,000 a year on the most dependable 5G network in the U.S. You can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of high-speed data for just $30 a month. If you're ready to cut your wireless bill in half, dial #250 and say keyword spend less, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Again, dial #250 and say spend less and make the switch to Pure Talk today.
Traffic definitely building. We're getting more and more cars out on the road, but still this morning we've got an all clear for Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, Montgomery. Not really seeing or hearing of any problems that are going to slow you down. Just be safe out there. Remember to buckle up and keep it right here. We will keep you updated when there are traffic problems. Festival Plaza has it all. Enjoy a movie at AMC Festival Plaza Theater, then eat at the Bubbly Head. All this and more at Festival Plaza. Taylor at Vaughn, a Collier's Managed Development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Hey, this is David Little from Tucker Pecan Company. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and the results have been amazing. Every day, we have new customers that come in that have heard us on all the different radio stations that we advertise on. If you want to help your business grow, the best way to do it is through radio advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting. They do a great job in promoting our business and helping us grow our business, and hopefully they can help you grow your business too.
Radio reaches over 90% of everyone in the River Region. Shouldn't your ads be out there where your customers are? Call us to find out more. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
There's somebody, it's been proud to watch him grow into a superstar. Of course, I'm talking about
Joey.
Joey, yeah. I watched his triple split screen coverage yesterday, part of the day. It's an amazing broadcast on YouTube.
I'm not taking a single whit of credit for him. Yep. Because he's done everything on his own. But one thing I always emphasized to him was learn how to self-promote. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to knock on your door and give it to you. And he's learned that better than I did.
Yeah, he's
very proud of him. Yep. Here is David.
Hi.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
How are you?
Yeah, I was good. I was reading this morning that, most of the campuses now have been infiltrated by Soros and Rockefeller-backed professional agitators, and that's basically who's leading the charge now.
Yeah, that reminds me of the Vietnam War year protest, because a lot of those were outsiders too that were on the campuses.
Hey, can you imagine how much fun, David, since you know Chicago, how much fun is going to be up there with the convention this year?
You know, I was sitting there thinking about that, and I thought, you know what? What needs to happen? Like in the 68 convention.
Yeah.
Yes.
We need someone, of course, their current mayor would never do something that, Big Daddy Daley did at the 68.
He's already managed to get like an 8% approval. He has been that bad.
I know. I know.
So I can't wait to see how he manages, all those Democrats.
I mean, you couldn't imagine anything worse than Lori Lightfoot, but they managed to vote it in.
He has made Lori Lightfoot look like Winston Churchill.
Yeah, pretty much. So, yes, it's a bad situation up there. Matter of fact, I told my wife, I said, last time we were up in Chicago 2 years ago, I told my wife then, I said, this is probably the last time we're coming here. I said, it's just gotten to the point it's unbearable.
Mm. Really so, has.
Unfortunately,
start going to San Francisco.
Yeah, either one. So, anyway, have a good one, guys.
All right, later.
All right, I hope the guys in the back have had their coffee. We need you to bring in Jay.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
Oh, they're excited.
I think they had some of that breakfast I made this morning, too.
Here to tell you about Heirloom Jewelers, a different kind of jewelry store. Come say you sell one-of-a-kind jewelry there at Heirloom Jewelers. Troop Booth has been running the place since 2015, and it is just him there. He is the only one that is employed there because he wants to handle these things by himself. He wants to do, he's hands-on with all this stuff and really just trusts himself to do it right. 260-0066 is the number to get in touch with him, or you can reach out by sending a text to that number, and he will respond. And if you do get a call back, it's going to be from Troop, by the way. HeirloomJewelers.com is their website. You can also find out what their their inventory is on Facebook and on Instagram as well. If you go to the website there, you're going to see the history of all the different pieces that are available to you. It goes back hundreds of years. Also, he buys jewelry. If you've got usable estate jewelry, you may have that, and you may not know the value. Well, you need to give Troop Booth a call to find out what that value is, and he can help you get it sold, or he can also tell you just more about it that you may not even know. That's the kind of the thing with Heirloom Jewelers. It gets passed down, but you really don't have any kind of a record of when did this start? How old is this piece? Troop Booth can tell you that. 260-0066. They're located on Vaughn Road. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 4, Saturday, 10 to 2, but it's by appointment only. You've got to call and make that appointment. 260-0066 and online at heirloomjewelers.com.
Thank you, Jay. It is 657. I'm looking at some of the comments on the anniversary post I made on Facebook, and what's his name? John Gale, our good buddy over most of these years, too. Says you deserve a 21-gun salute. Oh, wait, that's every day in Montgomery.
There's no business in show business to live events. We can't go. Movie theaters won't open in the U.S. till January. Broadway is shut down. Don't even get me started about the circus. Cirque du Soleil.
Sorry, I was getting a bunch of hearts on my thread. Really makes you feel good to see all those wonderful comments. Haven't seen what Jay has to say yet, though. I swear, he should have made me wear a paper trainee hat because it was a challenge.
You should friend him on Facebook, Jay.
We are.
I'm kidding.
All right, have you ever noticed this dark and disturbing detail in Shrek? It's been 23 years since it hit theaters. I saw it when it came out because Goose wanted to go see it. So, of course, I think it was dating somebody that had kids, too. So it was a fun movie. But there's this disturbing detail that casual fans may not have noticed. YouTuber Ivan Mars, also known as the movie detective of the internet. I got to make a note on that. I'd like to see what else this guy does. Made a video that's going to haunt your nightmares. In the beginning of the movie, you see a bear family in cages after being captured by Lord Farquaad's soldiers. Then you see Papa Bear and Baby Bear at Shrek's swamp crying.
Swamp.
In Chicago, we called it a swamp.
It's a swamp.
Without Mama Bear, and here comes the creepy part, there's a scene in Lord Farquaad's castle where you see a bear rug that looks exactly like Mama Bear, pink bow and all. They turned her into a freaking rug. Not going to devote a lot of time to it, but we did a double biatch feature yesterday on Facebook. One of them was Barbara Streisand ragging all over Melissa McCarthy.
What was that?
Wait, are you taking Ozempic? You know, and the headline from the Daily Mail.